Warning, the following broadcast is offensive, marginally funny, and contains no educational value whatsoever. It is intended for immature audiences only. It's time to get off your ass and riot. Listen in as Big Fat John and Judo Larry M talk about whatever they damn well want to talk about. So turn up the volume, clean the crap out of your ears, and get ready to be entertained. Because we're ready to riot right now.
Hey, it's That Riot Show with your host, Big Fat John.
And Judo Larium.
And you know what? We've decided to take a break from politics, take a break from all the horse shit around us, and just chill, Judo Larium.
This is going to be 1 hour of chilling. I hope you enjoy it.
Absolutely. So be like us. Larry's got his 40. I've got a more reasonable 24 ounce. Larry, it's time to chill with That Riot Show.
That Riot Show and the 40.
That's right. So, Phil,
I hit it.
Whoa. Ah. There we go.
Look at that, Larry.
That's what I'm about.
That's right.
This is it.
That's okay. She's not bad.
You won't see this on liberal shows.
Oh, wow. Nice. So, what was the first time you ever got to a strip club?
The first time I went to a strip club, wow, that would have to be sometime in high school.
High school?
Yeah, actually, I think we snuck in.
Well, you went to Catholic school, right?
Yeah, but then, what does that got to do with it?
No girls, right?
Oh, the girls were, it was co-ed.
Oh, it was co-ed?
Yeah. All right. I thought you meant the keeping out for like religious feelings or something.
No, I just meant in terms.
Doesn't matter to me.
I just meant in terms of sucking each other's dicks.
Oh no, the guys do that.
Oh, nice, nice.
But no, the first time would be definitely back in high school. I kind of remember we snuck in someplace in Times Square. Not too sure, but I also kind of remember that the bouncers were huge.
Well, they all are when you're 14.
Yeah, I know. Well, I was about to say, I've never been a very big guy, but they really, I just remember them being like monsters. The chicks were hot.
Oh, of course.
And, as usual, even back then, the beers were completely overpriced.
Yes. No, that's true. I love strip clubs, though. I've decided. I like them.
It's the perfect place of capitalism.
It's capitalism.
You go in, you get what you want, you paid for it.
That's right.
No harm, no foul.
That's right. And you know what? The whole point there is, not only is it beautiful capitalism, it's where you can still be a man. In this fucking world where every fucking emancipated twat is trying to take men's balls and scissor them off, what is juicier than being in a strip club, enjoying the chaos, enjoying some bitches?
That's right.
What's wrong with that?
Nothing.
Nobody's forcing them to do anything.
And it's going to become harder when probably the next president takes off.
Who knows? Who knows?
Yeah.
But what's women's problem that don't like strip clubs?
Well, this is the whole being objectified, stupidity.
Yeah, but who cares?
You ain't going to subjugate me.
Go fuck yourself.
You know what? I mean, look, there's always been that argument that the women who object to it, because they don't look like this. And they don't like the fact that they either have to get an education or
work hard.
These chicks can just do it. Wow.
Yeah.
You just do whatever the hell they want.
Well, what's interesting about it here is that why would any woman want to shut off a road of opportunity? But, like, in other words, none of these bitches that are screaming about objectification and rape culture, like, what else are these girls going to do? Seriously, what else are they going to do? Now, no one's forcing them, right? Perfectly free will. And who's really objectifying whom? The men that come here and empty their fucking wallets every night for this?
Right.
Or the women smart enough to take our money?
Or the mob guys who run the places who are taking advantage of all the parties.
All the gindaloons who are getting a cut. Who take a piece no matter what.
Yes.
To get their taste.
That's right. You don't really have to pay $20 just to walk in the front door.
No. No, but I like this. I'm really chill. This is one of my best ideas for a show ever, Larry.
It was, and considering that you did it on the fly,
yes.
it makes it even sweeter. Wow.
To be honest, Big Fat John had absolutely no show prep for tonight, so we just decided to chill with the ladies. As
ladies and the foodie.
That's right.
What was your first trip to a strip club?
Believe it or not, it was Atlantic City.
Right.
Yeah. I had been to peep shows in Times Square as a youngster. Mm. I remember going with my friend. I'll give him his name. Really a Greek name. Spiros.
Like Arion?
Like Spiros Arion, yeah. The old Iron Greek, as it were. No, but yeah, I remember. And we just used to go to Times Square because back in the day, Times Square was a cesspool.
Oh, it was
not the Disney fun line that is today.
Right.
But it had the peep booths,
the peep booths.
Yeah, the peep booths.
25 cents.
Yeah. 25 cents for the live Puerto Rican dancing girls and black chicks and the heroin white girls.
That was hilarious.
Those were the best. Those were the best.
You put your money in, and like literally the wall was just like that. And then you see like that, 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 like 30 seconds later.
And my first time there, I remember I was a little scared, to be honest with you. I was like 12, you know. So I go there. Yeah, I was a big kid, you know. So I remember we cut school one day, we hopped on the subway, the one train, I believe, came right down the Broadway local, went into, I don't remember the name of the place, but it was one of the live adult places.
Oh, a million of them.
But just to let you know, I was 12, I think Spiros was 13, we got in, just to show you how good the security was in those days. But we got in, so I got into the booth, and put the money in, the thing goes up, and there's this chick just sitting on a bench, you know, like doing the thing with the nails, you know, like, you know. And then when she saw the booth was up, she was like, oh, look. Now, back in those days, they had the glass windows, so you couldn't touch them or anything, right? But what they did have was a little hole, like right around here.
Yeah.
And what they would do is put a string with a cup in it, and you were supposed to put dollar bills and shit.
Right.
But, of course, what most of the degenerates would do is just put their dicks through it, like a glory hole. So I didn't know any better. So this chick is on the other end, and she's going, like, pointing to the hole after she did her dance, and then the thing would close. But at that point, I was so horny, I was just feeding it, you know, the quarters to make the thing pop up again, right? And she knew she had a sucker. And she's pointing at the hole, and I'm like, what do you want me to do with the hole, you know? And she's like, finally, she just puts her lips up against the hole so I can hear, and she goes, put your dick in the hole!
I thought you were going to say that without any prompting, you didn't put your dick in the hole.
No. I needed the prompting before I put my dick through the hole. Because I am a gentleman.
That's right.
Yeah, that was my first experience. But it wasn't, that's not really a strip club.
That's more like just a peep booth.
My first strip club experience, I have to admit, was Atlantic City.
Okay.
I think for high school graduation, like me and another buddy went down there. And I was into the gambling. And we had won so much money that we decided to go blow some of it on fucking strippers. And that's where I got the first lap dance, you know, when they do the nice, you know, when they grab your dick through your jeans and they, like, do the dry humping with their ass cheeks and everything. Oh, man.
And the beat up? Did you get the beat up?
No.
The beat up with the tits, where they just...
No, not to me, no.
These days it's called somewhat like the motorboat.
Yeah. No, for me it was hilarious because I actually came twice in that thing.
Oh, shit.
What the fuck are you going to do? There's a chick rubbing your cock up and down, you know? It's like, that's fantastic. Unless, of course, the whole ride home when you feel like a complete asshole. Like, you're driving home and your pants are full of cum and shit and it's all dried and crusty and musty.
And you don't have any money to wipe it
off. Exactly. You're just like, oh, man, I got to go home like a fucking loser.
I got to tell you, dude, I like that thing. I will take the crusty cum feeling any day of the week.
There you go.
I pissed myself. They're like drunks get.
Yeah, why not?
Who can't handle the phony.
That's right. But yeah, no, I love strippers. I love them as a group of people. I think they're fantastic.
You know where they're fantastic?
Where?
Of all places, Las Vegas.
Oh, I love Vegas.
They are the best out there.
And the places are
the size of a football field.
Oh, yeah.
You go into, what was that place we, well, I wasn't with you, but
was
I...
Was it the Dollhouse?
No, it was another one called the,
Jaguars?
Maybe. That sounds right. Or the Ice Palace or something. It was just huge. Like, right, you walk into it,
right?
And it was just, like, all the way down and around, and there were so many seats available.
Yeah, and I look, I'm just guessing, but I think there's some actual pros among the strippers there. You know, like they're not just strippers. I think some of them make their way up from Reno or wherever where prostitution is legal. So they're doing. Did I ever tell you my Vegas strip club story?
No.
Which is the funniest story in the world. So we're out there one year for a convention with our buddy Roy. So we decide we're going out there and look for a strip club.
Okay.
But we're New Yorkers, so we decide we're going to walk to a strip club.
Oh, jeez.
And you know Vegas, once you get off the strip, even though it's not a far distance, you can't get anywhere because the highways cut everything. So we ended up getting lost. I mean, fucking irrevocably lost. It was dark and we're wandering around. You know, we had cell phones, but we didn't know who to call. So we're walking around and finally we just see the lights of the strip and we're like, okay, let's just walk towards the lights, literally. So we walk for about an hour. It's Vegas heat thankfully it was nighttime, but it's still like 85, 90 degrees. It's horrible. So we come up on a little neon sign, Larry. It was about yay big in the ground. And it says, all nude, all night.
Okay.
So we said, it doesn't sound like a bad bargain, right? So we end up walking there. And the place looks like a little house on the prairie steeple church is what it looks like from the outside. So I'm like, Roy, I don't know that we should, why don't we just go inside, have him call us a cab, and get to a real fucking strip club. And he's like, no, we should stay here. Anyway, so we go inside. First of all, you open the door, it's pitch black. There's not a fucking light in the hallway. Roy, who you know is about half my size, just jumps behind me and he goes, go ahead, walk. So I just walk till I literally hit up against the wall, and then a light comes on, and you ever see those cashier windows that just go whoosh?
Yeah.
But it has bars in front?
Right.
That's what happened. This thing goes up, and the biggest, blackest hand you've ever seen in your life just comes out like this. He goes, $20.
Is this the Obama IRS?
It might be. It just goes, $20. He goes, each. So I said, all right, we put 20 bucks in there. Then the side door opens. We go upstairs and it's a little rinky-dinky strip club. Like maybe six girls, a stage, maybe a 6-foot stage. So Roy gets into it. He's like shaking and dancing. And I'm like, I just want to have a beer. I'm really thirsty. I want a cold beer, right? So at one point, one of the girls goes, hey, cutie, to Roy, would you like a tour of the premises? Hot blonde.
Okay.
Roy goes, sure. Gets up and disappears with her. And for the benefit of his wife and anybody else that might be listening, I don't know if or what happened.
Okay.
He wasn't married at the time, by the way.
Well, that's clearly for his wife's benefit.
Yeah, he wasn't married. But anyway, so he disappears. I really don't know what happened. So then I'm sitting there, and while I'm sitting there, I'm watching like the girl on stage finish up, and at like a 5 finishing up, this woman puts her head on my shoulder, like this, right here. Pretty eyes. Looks at me and goes like this. She goes, hey, sweetie, if I got up and danced, would you tip me? Being a gentleman, I said, okay, fair enough, I will. I should have known I was in trouble that when the song ended, my chair started rumbling like this.
Oh, shit.
And then when I finally look up at the stage, to my horror, this beautiful eyes and face were attached to about a 400-pound body.
I was going
to
say.
Wearing a string bikini.
Oh, my God.
Dancing in high heels. To this day, I am unaware of the substance that those high heels were made of. And had, like, the ankle fat coming off her foot. It was disgusting.
It was probably Corbomite or something.
Yeah, but she was dancing like crazy, Larry. But the whole stage is shaking. And the rest of the bitches are going, woo, woo! And I'm like, where the fuck is Roy?
Yeah.
I gotta get the fuck out of here before Godzilla decides to have me for a snack. Then at one point, she does the whole thing where she whips off the bikini bottoms, slides on the stage, and the whole time she slid to me, like right to the edge of the stage, her fucking bush stops right here on me. And I have to emphasize, me and Roy were the only two guys in the place.
And they voted for Bush.
So we're sitting there. I'm sitting there with this nasty, hairy fur pie 2 inches from my face. And she goes, parts her lips like this and goes, how about that tip now, honey? And I was so afraid. I just took out a $10 bill and just shoved it in her stash. And she goes, would you like me to dance some more? No, that's quite enough. Thank you.
Oh, my God. I was going to say, you're in this place that's in the middle of nowhere. Middle of nowhere. Right. See, the problem with that right away is that the really hot, good-looking chicks aren't going to work there.
No.
So they're going to get, like, the B-level chicks who couldn't make it in the places on the strip. And like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. But what's funny is, like,
or Russians.
Literally, after her song ended and the whale gets off the stage, yeah, that's when Roy reappears. Zeke, you having a good time? I'm like, shut the fuck up. And we beat it out of there, and then we went to some regular, we got a cab and just went to, like, Jaguars or the Dollhouse or whatever it was.
Just say, just get a cab.
Yeah.
Just say, look, take us to the strip.
Name
a hotel. He'll drop you off, and you make your way from there.
Absolutely.
You know, Jesus.
But it was fantastic. Like, I mean, it's a good story, but at the time, I was terrified. I couldn't believe that it was, like, that fat a bitch was somewhere in. And you know what's good about Vegas is they have those all-nude clubs.
Oh, yeah.
I used to go to Vegas every summer for the sports writers convention back in the day.
Right.
And one year I went with our buddy John.
Okay.
And you know how John is all horny for strippers.
Yes.
This guy, once he finds out he's going to a strip club, he's the type of guy who goes and gets about 200 singles from the bank and jams his pockets with them.
This is Mr. Proper religious guy.
So anyway, so we went to this place in Vegas and he wanted to go to the all-nude, all-the-time place, but the classy one. So we go there before we head back to the Karen.
Yeah.
So it's this place. It's well lit. It's right. It's hilarious, right? So we're enjoying ourselves. It's a regular strip joint, but all nude, right? So topless, bottomless. You're going to love this. So at one point, we're sitting in the front row, and this one woman comes out. Now, here's the funny thing. She gets up on the pole. She's wearing these, like, 5-inch spike heels. I have to admit, she was looking good.
Okay.
A hot song comes on, you know, like probably some, what was that, with Nikki Sixx, a Motley Crue song comes on, girls, right?
Yeah.
She gets into it, she's writhing, she's like squeezing her nipples for her, she's letting people rub her and stuff, it's fantastic. At one point she goes for the big coup de grace, where she runs up bottomless, now she's totally naked, runs up full speed to the pole in the middle of the thing. Yeah. And she's gonna twirl, do that fucking naked twirl with her titties and ass and pussy flapping all over the place. She runs up, does a quarter turn, and this is the God's honest truth. Her pussy lips caught on the pole. So she starts out like this, right? And then you just hear, now, the best part is...
That was Roy.
The best part is she literally comes to a sudden halt on the pole because her pussy lips just stuck to the metal pole, you know?
Wow.
Okay, now here's the best part. Because she was spinning so fast, when she came to that sudden stop and her legs kind of whipped around, one of her fucking high-heeled shoes comes flying off. I'm not exaggerating. We're sitting there like this with our beer. You just see this. You just see a shoe go in front of us like this. And it catches this businessman at the end. I'm not exaggerating. Like this. Right between the eyes, he falls back in his chair. The chair splinters into like 4 pieces, right? And I'm thinking, and that guy was knocked out. I'm thinking, holy shit, we gotta get out of here before the cops show up. Our buddy John just takes out 5 singles and he goes, encore, encore, do it again. That's probably my best stripper story ever. And then after that, they just wheeled the guy out who had been knocked out, just took him somewhere. The next broad comes on, and I'm not kidding, she takes a thing of alcohol, hoses down the pole, wipes it down, and then she... Like, nothing happened. You just continued afterwards.
That's fantastic.
That is a trooper. We salute you.
I also salute the fact that she knew to use alcohol. My best outstanding stripper story was back in the 70s. I mentioned this once a while back, but I never gave the context of it. I think it was Flashdance, which is still open.
Oh, still there, Midtown New York, yeah.
Yeah, I think it was open. I think that's the place at the time. And I think it was open in the 70s. And they were having a meet with Seika.
Oh, that's right.
The porn star,
yeah.
And you could stand there and you could like grab one of her boobs and take a picture with her, which I did.
Right.
And so did these other guys I was with.
Nice.
And she was really cool. And she was like, hi, boys. Like,
right.
You know, and she was really something sexy.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, she was a porno slut bucket.
Of course. That's part of the sexy.
Yeah. But that one, when I met her, and also Bobby Brown. Was I with you with that?
The black rapper?
No, Bobby Brown, the blonde chick from the Cherry Pie video, who's also married with children.
Right,
she's
right,
the
right.
Next supermarket. Right. I got to meet her too, and I actually grabbed her, and then she goes, "Oh no, you!"
I was with you that night.
Yes,
no, I was with you.
You were there.
Yeah.
And she goes, "Oh, you can't do that."
Yeah.
And that's why my photo, you see me like this, and you see her arm like going like that as I was like reaching for
it. It could have been Portrait of a Molester.
Yeah.
That was funny.
That was like Bad Ronald from the 70s.
Oh, yeah. I told you, we had that chance where I produced a series with that porn star.
Oh, right.
Don't mention her name because she's quit the business, but man, was she sexy.
Mm-hmm.
Sexy. Even now, even at a little bit of an advanced age, super sexy.
Really?
I couldn't even care less that every part of her body was probably made of plastic.
Oh.
I know people who say, oh, I prefer natural titties to fake titties and this and that. Let me tell you something. If you're just ogling it for jacking material later,
it doesn't matter.
Well, who the fuck cares if they're plastic or not? It's how they carry themselves. And you know what it is? I've come to the conclusion that every woman, if she put the effort behind it, I don't care how pretty or ugly she is, has the power of seduction over just about any man.
That's definitely not true.
Really?
No.
I think if they put their mind to it, women could seduce just about anybody. Like if they doll themselves up, put the right perfume on.
How about Rosie O'Donnell?
As disgusting as she is.
Whoopi Goldberg?
Same thing.
Sandra Bernhardt?
I think if they decided to put their mind to it. Yeah. Pee-wee. Yes. But I'm convinced that any woman, if she put her mind to it, would have just about a very good shot of seducing any man. At least into some head. I'm telling you. I don't mean make them fall in love with them. I'm not saying marry them.
No, I know what you mean. I just don't.
Just for like, let's jump in the closet for a second.
How about Hillary?
Under the proper circumstances, I'm sure she would.
How about Bernie Sanders?
No, she got built, the fucker.
Oh, what kind of accomplishment is that? He'd fuck anything.
No, but I'm saying it
works. His entire standard is female breed.
No, but that's what I'm trying to get at. I think that. Just about, there's something about pheromones, like a basic instinct of sorts, that eventually, like, also when you say someone like, when you say Whoopi Goldberg or whatever, you're looking at them the way they are now, where they don't give a fuck with it, what they look like, they're, you know, whatever.
No, I remember what they used to. She's just a beastly pig.
She probably is, but at some point, I'm sure she could convince someone to fuck her.
Well, she was going out with Ted Danson from
Cheers,
so, my God. You know what? Maybe that's possible.
Yeah.
Maybe it's possible. I mean, the other thing is I'm immediately thinking of some chicks who are just, not like these chicks, but like skanky and like nasty. And look, you don't like that Leah Dunham.
No.
Could she seduce you under the right circumstances?
Well, probably not. But I'm saying like, I think most women have some power of seduction. I don't know. Especially if they want to. I mean, there's also women who just refuse to play that game.
Well, a lot of them.
Yeah, so I mean, that also kills it.
Because that falls under the
feminist
objectifying, and I'm just a piece of meat.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah.
I wish people would just come to that conclusion, you know, that some people are just pieces of meat.
That's it.
That, you know, I mean, just come to that.
They know it.
They know it. They're happy.
They're paying for college.
Yeah, a lot of them do. A lot of them do.
A lot of them are going to med school.
Probably. They become cock doctors. Oh, whoa. With a green thumb. Yeah, no, but, you know.
Change the song.
I love it. I love it. This is delicious.
This is the life.
Yeah. I'm also pretty happy that we're able to do this tonight.
Oh, this is great. Because we were planning on, at least I was, there were a couple of serious, heady things we were going to get into. Yeah, fuck it.
Yeah, yeah, we just needed a night of
Who needs to talk about dentists who kill lions?
No, fuck that. Oh, by the way, thatriotshow.com, thatriotshow.com. We also have the scroll where you can find us on a lot of different platforms. There you go, Larry. The scroll where you can find us on places like iTunes, SoundCloud, Spreaker, player.fm. Suck it down, boy. Yeah. Pour some out for the homies, yo. But, coming from the two whitest people in America.
Yeah.
But also, you can go to facebook.com/thatriotshow. Facebook.com/thatriotshow. And of course, where we'd be more than happy to talk about this particular episode, twitter.com/thatriotshow. Twitter.com/thatriotshow. That's where you need to be.
Dean Obadala.
Yeah.
John Fogelsang. Stop banning us. You know you love us. Watch this shit right now.
Yeah.
This is the best
Dean Obadala, I know you probably don't appreciate this because none of the women are wearing burkas, but trust me. Something like this, primo. Set you free, my man.
Women without burkas, without mustaches.
Without mounds of Afro bushy hair. That's got to go. Where do you stand on that? Bald? You like them bald?
No, I don't like bald.
I love bald.
No, but you know what my problem with bald is? It makes me think that I'm like children. And like, in other words, it seems...
Like 12-year-old girls?
Yeah, but it seems like you're not grown up yet, or you're not, you haven't developed, and it makes me feel weird.
You say it like it's a bad thing.
Well, the only bad thing was the two guys kissing from last week. You put it on the trail! Motherfucker, what are you doing?
All right, we're not doing
pour some out for the gay guys.
Seriously, though, this has no gayness in it.
No.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
No, well,
we support the right for men to tool each other in the ass. We've said this over and over. It's just that for our money, there you go.
There you go. You found the one Greek guy denouncing homosexuality.
Yeah.
You know what we need? We need Jim DeWitt to show up and hang out with
our old buddy.
Jim.
King of the strip clubs of New York City at one point.
Brazilian strippers on the boat.
King of the New York strip clubs. Yeah. He could walk into any strip club unannounced and there would be at least four girls like who had named a pole in his honor. You know,
he's like Norm from Cheers. Like he just walked in like, hey, Jim!
He probably made like $30,000 a year in his richest year, and like 28 of it went to strip clubs in and around New York.
Look at the dancing kids.
I guess that's funny only if you know Jim. Yeah. But you gotta be careful in the strip clubs now. They're like so expensive, and these Russian strippers, which seem to be everywhere, by the way.
They are filth.
They are the biggest sharks. Some of them are extremely hot, like physically. Yeah. They're fucking gorgeous.
But they're all just, I mean, they will just pick your pocket.
Yeah, how would you like me to dance for you for the money?
No, the other one, which my friend Mark loves.
Yes.
How would you, you want sexy dance?
You want I do the sexy dance?
No, you want sexy dance? They said that to us one time before. We're like, yeah, give me a sexy dance. Sexy dance, $20. Yeah, I'll incur a show.
Yeah. Well, did you ever see that trick where you go and they say, do you want a sexy dance for your bachelor party? And you say, sure. She starts giving you a lap dance, but like eight of her friends jump in. So then she goes, $20 for the lap dance. And you give her $20. And then she goes, each.
Yeah.
And if you don't pull out those 820s, Bruno comes a-calling.
somebody comes to fix your wagon.
He's like, you don't want to pay the girls?
Well, you're cheap.
And please take that hat off. It's disrespectful to the women. Right. Me wearing a hat is disrespectful. Them showing me their birth canal for $2, that's not disrespectful.
Them asking me to put a $10 bill in their love is somehow different than that.
They're out of Charmin, so they need a couple of 20s to wipe their bungholes with.
We need more Calgon.
You don't see too many of those. You don't see too many Asian strippers, do you?
Oh, you do.
I see a couple, and that's crazy.
No, actually, I'll tell you the truth. The one group of women, you don't see them in a black room. I don't see them. The clubs
I see a couple.
They're almost always white, Asian, and a good amount of Hispanics. You don't see too many black guys. I don't know if it's because maybe they don't get a lot of guys. In other words, some of the strippers, I think some of the guys like avoid them. So maybe in different neighborhoods it might be, but I've been in a lot of clubs and you get this stream of like white chicks, Asian
Russian chicks,
a certain amount of
Russian chicks have just taken over that industry. That's all there is to it. Tall, blonde, blue-eyed broads, whether it's real or not, and you know they get them. So they're not like the Russian women that I remember when we were growing up in the 70s and 80s, Larry, like those big fat bitches with mustaches and babushkas. They don't exist that much anymore. Now it's like they've learned, you know, to get out of the grinding poverty of the Soviet Union. I'm sorry, of Russia. Tall, skinny, blue contact, a bottle of peroxide, and you're set.
You know what the funny thing is, my last, since you mentioned it, my last security gig that I was doing, actually, I was guarding my team.
Oh, okay.
And somebody, and they had one Russian chick who was like a tank.
Oh,
she
really?
She was small. She'd kick your ass. She was like a.
Oh.
You're like, and then the tall, skinny one, who was like her cousin, who looked like she could have been a stripper. She was like, I told you, nice.
Nice.
But it was like that breakdown. There was like no in between.
Right.
They were like either like fucking Boris from Rocky and Bullwinkle, or you know, or Natasha.
Absolutely. By the way, speaking of which, while we both have our beers in our hand, let's take a moment for a memorial to possibly one of the fastest talkers, one of the most funny stick men in all of pro wrestling and entertainment. Rest in peace, RRP, Roddy Piper.
My hero.
And if you look hard enough, you can see the resemblance. But Roddy, we salute you. We cut away from the bitches for a minute for you. Rest in peace. All right. Back to the bitches.
Yeah, I have to just quickly say I was very sad about that because anybody who knows me, this was like one of my favorite characters. I still have an old VHS tape somewhere.
Yeah.
I have all his Piper's Pits that I take from like every week at the show.
Right.
Very sad, man. I'm sorry to see him go. I don't care so much about the lion, but I do care about Roddy Piper.
Fuck Cecil the Lion. The fucking animal. Would you people get over it?
Jesus Christ.
These are the kind of animals I would protect. Right here.
Yeah, you can put leopard skin on these chicks and just attack them.
Yeah. Animals. When will liberals learn that animals are simply lower creatures on the food chain? I just don't get it. Why do I give a fuck? Like, I personally wouldn't kill a lion. I don't have it in me. I can't get worked up over getting upset at people who do.
Right. Well, he's drawing a little more heat than the usual hunter asshole because he killed something that was like a famous it was protected.
Well,
and he lured it out of the protected area to the unprotected
area. That was genius. You know how they did it? They tied a piece of meat to the back of their jeep.
Yeah.
And had the lion follow it.
So after he went into the unprotected area, which was pretty funny, they shot him with crossbows.
Yeah.
Then when that didn't kill him, they hunted him for 40 hours. Then they shot him. They beheaded him.
Yes.
A la ISIS.
Nice.
And they skinned him.
Nice.
So now everybody's all up in arms about it. But
by the way, even though that's cruel, I'm not here to defend the big game hunters, but let's keep some things in perspective, okay? Much like these women, who provide us with glorious entertainment, how do you think that whole fucking nation got out of grinding poverty?
Yeah.
When Mugabe was in charge over there, he stole every goddamn nickel idiot liberals would send them in relief aid, spend it on weapons, and murder his own people and starve his own people. You know what brought that country out of misery? Big game hunting.
Yeah.
They sacrificed 3 or 4 lions a year to assholes like that dentist who pay $100,000, $200,000 per hunt.
Pay $50,000.
Yeah. Right? And that money, or at least a large portion of it, goes to feeding people, preserving wildlife, like the preserve the lion was on, was paid for by big game hunters.
Right.
So where were you liberals when your buddy Mugabe was stealing money and starving his own people to death and hunting them instead of animals? Go fuck yourself in your self-righteous bullshit. You should learn to be more honest, like these broads.
That's right.
Who understand the meaning of life, which comes down to tits, ass, and pussy.
That's right, and lesbians. The three main elements.
Which we don't have to do. Big Fat John don't have to do that because here it is.
We're doing it anyway.
Like that?
Phil?
Phil?
You digging this?
Phil, I know you're half gay, but you like this? What do you mean, go fuck myself? Shut up. We turned off your microphone.
Give us the finger, you.
We turned off your mic, don't worry.
You're a pain in the ass last week. Oh, wow, that's nice.
Love it. Love it.
Love it! Don't you always love when you read all the stories about all the sports stars who go to these places?
Yeah.
And all the musicians.
And yet they seem to be morally down on them, the press. I don't get it. What? Yeah. I would rather have my sports heroes here gawking pussy and taking steroids and being out and about and going back with their homies to their neighborhood and getting shot.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you want them in a nice, safe environment surrounded by love and affection?
I don't care if they get shot.
I don't either, as long as you're not on my team. Oh, man. Ow, wow, nice.
Oh, look at this. This is the life.
This was a good call, Judo Larian.
That was your call.
Oh, yes, it was. You called John.
I was called preparing for the usual show.
Nice.
So who are some of your favorite chicks growing up?
What?
TV, movies, who were hot enough to be stripping?
Yeah, well, obviously I fell in with a lot of people with the Farrah Fawcett poster on the wall.
I had that.
The one with the red one piece.
Sitting there like that.
Yeah, she had the fucking nipples that were like this big. Yeah. I love those big rubbery nipples on her tits. They were fucking unbelievable. There was her. I'm trying to think who else was really hot. Diana Rigg was hot, although I caught her in reruns. By the time I saw it, yeah.
That show's from the 60s.
Yeah, it's from the 60s. Batgirl.
Batgirl, Yvonne Craig.
Yvonne Craig was something else in that outfit with the big cone titties and everything. That was fantastic.
You want to know what really emphasized her body? She was on an episode of Star Trek.
Yep.
Where she plays a blue chick from some planet, but they put some outfit on her that had like these little bells on her.
Yep.
And you could see, she had some shape.
She had a classic hourglass figure.
She
a real,
had some body.
Real fucking sexy woman.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yvonne Craig.
How about Barbara Eden? Did you like Barbara Eden?
Not as much as people probably did.
I was crazy.
I didn't Barbara think she was ugly or anything. I didn't have that special oomph like I did for Batgirl.
Yeah.
You know? Oh, Linda Carter, Wonder Woman.
Oh, really?
What a body on her. Unbelievable. That body.
Never liked her.
Big tits with a waist like this big. Nice.
How about Susan Day?
No, not a big Susan Day fan.
She was big there for a while.
I know she was, but I wasn't a big Partridge Family fan.
Well, you didn't have to like watch. You have to remember, these shows, you don't have to like them.
No,
like,
I get it.
There were people who watched Three's Company only to see Susan and Summer. Nobody cared about the show. I mean,
yeah. No, that was, I'm trying to think of who else. Cheryl Ladd, when she replaced her on...
She wound up on Charlie's Angels.
Charlie's Angels. She had some body on her, too. Jacqueline Smith was pretty, but she had a weird shape to her. I don't know what made me think she had a weird shape, but Cheryl Ladd... See, I like more voluptuous women.
Yeah.
I don't like the super...
Cheryl Ladd was tiny.
She was tiny, but she had a nice figure, big titties. She was bountiful, you know?
Yeah.
Like, these skinny women never really cared for them.
How about the blonde Yeoman Rand on Star Trek?
Janice Rand?
Grace Lee Whitney?
Yeah, she was hot.
Right?
She was hot. Trying to think who else. Let me see. Who was she? Somebody? I'm trying to remember her name. It'll come to me. Did you have anybody else there?
How about Thelma from Good Times? Did you?
Thelma had massive tits.
Yes, that's what
tits.
I remember.
Ugly as a fuck.
Yeah.
She looked like she got beat with two ugly sticks. But that body on her was something else. And I remember saying that, like, wow, her tits seemed to get bigger. Even like the girl in All in the Family.
Yes, Sally
Struthers. Before she became bigger than Ethiopia.
Oh, how about Adrienne Barbeau?
Adrienne Barbeau
was huge back in the 70s.
She's the first Butterface I remember liking.
Butterface, really?
She was
considered very pretty.
She had an incredible body.
She was in Escape from New York.
Escape from New York. She was in Maud.
The Fog.
She was a scream queen. Wasn't she married to John Carpenter at one point?
Yes.
But anyway, she had a tremendous, what a set of knobs on her. But that face was a little harsh, I thought.
I thought it was a little harsh.
I didn't care for it.
How about Carol Wayne? I used to be on Johnny Carson all the time.
She was okay. Not crazy hot about her. Not really. Barbara Eden.
I brought her up, Barbie.
No, not Barbara. You're talking about Agent 99?
No.
Who's that?
Barbara Eden's from I Dream of
Jean. Yeah, not her. The one from Get Smart.
Barbara Feldman or Feldman.
That was her. Yeah, Feldman. She was hot.
She was pretty.
She was hot. Who was hot when she was super young, if you watch her in the repeats? Mary Tyler Moore.
Yes, absolutely.
On the Dick Van Dyke Show, she was America's sweetheart. She had beautiful. That look to her. But then, I don't know what happened to her. Even when she got her own show, Mary Tyler Moore Show.
No, she was pretty.
But she wasn't that... She didn't age well.
No, not at all.
I think as soon as she hit 30, she was done.
Part of the reason was, as you found out, she admits... She was actually drinking and smoking lot of pot on a regular basis. Yeah, she was like a party,
Gotcha.
And she liked doing that stuff. And I think it took a real toll on her.
Oh, really?
Because she had such a sweet face.
Had that. Well, there was a certain something about her. She was huge. She had
How about Maud?
Yeah, Maud was hot. Yeah, Maud rolled.
And Florida from Good Times?
Florida. I couldn't wait to do anal with Florida.
Or Ramona from that.
Or Bookman. From Good Times. Why not?
That's funny.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, who else was big from our era?
Trying to think. Like in some of the popular shows, right? It was...
Who was that blonde chick who was on... I can't remember. Not Terry Garr. It was... I can't remember the name. There was a show. She was like a maid. And she was this ridiculous hot blonde chick. But she was a maid to these two guys. And it was so stupid. I can't remember what it was.
I don't remember. I don't know who you're talking about.
Yeah.
I remember watching Bosom Buddies, and that blonde that ended up marrying Dan Aykroyd, Donna Dixon, was on it. She was something else, too.
Mm-hmm.
She was also in Dr. Detroit, I think, at one point. But all girls like that, in the early 80s, there was always these, formula blondes, who were...
Pamela Anderson.
Nicole
Eagert.
Yeah, the... What's it called? The Baywatch girls. Even, Christina Applegate on Married with Children.
I really liked her, though.
When she was, 17 or 18, she was perfect.
Yeah.
The perfect look to her.
Yeah.
And the character she played, the dumb blonde, really plays up her sexiness. Fantastic. Something like that. Yeah, but, I can't really think of anybody.
Well, that's a good number right there.
Yeah.
We've named them. We're probably missing a couple of good
numbers. Oh, I'm sure there's one or two we've missed that's just obvious and we're just not thinking of it right now.
Suzanne Summers. She was pretty.
She was pretty, but I didn't find her sexy for some reason.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's her face. She had this long horse face. I didn't really care for that. The one that took her place, the one that came in, Jenny Lee Harrison, I think her name was. She wasn't bad.
Priscilla Barnes.
She was the one that came after that.
Her
I didn't like at all. Priscilla Barnes was not good at all, but what can you do? Bitches be bitches.
You can watch this stuff right here while I'm drinking this ridiculous amount of beer.
Yes, by the way, we're keeping it together even with these large beers. Big Fat John just generally doesn't drink anymore, so as you can tell, the comparison...
Which also matches the comparison.
Anyway, you know what, Judo Larian? I think we can call it a night right now.
That's it.
So, thank you for joining us on our strip club edition of That Riot Show, simply because we were too fucking lazy to come up with topics for this week.
This is it. We just decided to take a night off.
Until next week, this has been your host, Big Fat John.
And Judo Larian.
See ya.
Join us every week at theriotshow.com to follow the latest exploits of Big Fat John and Judo Lariat. This is Mark, the man with the golden voice. Are 60-year-old girls legal in Tennessee? Just asking for a friend.